What's up, everybody? It is Scotty Waite, aka your favorite musician, comedian, all the above, dude. And this is a brand new episode of the Scotty Be Funny or Great Waite or whatever name it's gonna be now, a podcast, man. So we're back. I feel like it's been a while, so we're gonna watch a little baseball. In the background, we're gonna, and maybe I'll do a live play-by-play. We're gonna talk about a few things, and I got my puppies here. My beautiful dogs, Maggie Winston, above me. What's up, Maggie? Over my shoulder, Winston to my left. They're doing good. It's been a while, man. We said I think the last podcast was November, right? So I put a couple of songs that I might be releasing in the future to begin this wonderful podcast. So hopefully you guys enjoyed those songs. And again, I want to shout out my sponsors, Raise Energy and Lasso Gear. If you guys want good, awesome, some of the best compression socks in the business, those are the ones to get. And Raise will give you the boost you need to carry on your those big moments. Go to their websites. Use my promo code ScottyBeFunny. Get some sweet discounts. And yeah, that's it, man. So we're again, man. Speaking of baseball, guys, my two favorite teams are doing poopy caca, dude. I'm a big Oakland A's fan, as you guys know, and they are the worst team in the league. They're like 6-25 or 6-23. They're doing very, very terribly, as we say. And then the Cardinals aren't doing as good, aren't doing as bad. They're like 10-15 right now. So I like these new Major League Baseball commercials. And no shift rule. Three new rules, more great action. Jazz Chisholm Jr. MLB the show.
Storylines mode where you can play as one of the Negro League baseball legends. Your voice sounds familiar. Do I know you? Just call me the captain.
Let's backstory. You guys didn't see the video, but you guys gotta watch this MLB the show commercial. It was Derek Jeter and another player. So they're playing the game against each other. And there's like, you can even, and shows like old school baseball players. You can even go into where you can, backstory, where you can play your favorite Negro League player. And it's a black guy who's playing against. So I thought that was funny. I guess feel free to cancel me after this episode. That's okay. Cardinals are, like I said, up 4-3, top of the seventh. They're in St. Louis, and this Renifo is bad and horrible. Bad like me, dude. 194, dinger, 9 RBIs. There we go. Good base hit to start off the inning. What's up? Oh, that's for the Angels. Never mind. I want the Angels to win. Boo, Angels, boo. So it's one of those things where, I don't know, I guess it's been just the last few months. My car, I have an 08 Camry now. I think I bought it last episode. But it's just gone. At this point, I've had two bad engines on it. And so I'm basically just going to call it a wash and probably try to, I don't even know if I want to get it fixed. Because even if I get the engine, sent, right? Get it put in, it's going to be, labor-wise, they're going to charge me a freaking arm and leg to get the, so I don't know, man, I just feel like I'm stuck at this point. Don't really know what to do. Ooh, double play, there we go. Nope. Ah, boo. Cardinals. We're looking just terrible this year. It's Ohtani. Oh, this guy's tough, dude. 2-for-3, dude. Uh-oh. But, yeah, so cars are going bad. Other good thing, though, going on is that my nephew's kicking butt in baseball again. He made all-regional again, second year in a row as a sophomore in high school. Kid is the third best player in the state, so not a surprise, actually. But yeah, he killed it in his region. He almost about a 500 as a sophomore against the teams in his league, which is really cool. They're 1-1 right now in the playoffs. They lost to Bash last night, who's the third ranked team. They're like sixth ranked. So we'll see how well they do. Hitting the ground balls. Boo! I don't know, I guess. I don't know what to really talk about. I think that's it, guys. Until I can think of something else, guys. That's all I'm going to record for right now. And you guys have a great night. Hey, so just kind of thinking of some things here. I saw the craziest podcast, dude. It's Ian with Ian Friedlander and Jordan. It was rough, dude, watching my friend Rick Glassman and Jeremiah Watkins were on it, and Rick was not having it, dude. I've never seen a podcast. Like, I've been on a couple podcasts, dude, but, you know, I've been a guest on a few, and obviously you guys have listened to my podcast here, but it was rough. I've never seen just someone not be happy, be uncomfortable and unhappy as Rick Glassman was, man. I'm so sorry. I had a message. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell happened. That was pretty bad. Again, I've been on some, you know, pretty tough podcasts myself, so I've had some rough moments myself too, but I just wanted to say that. And then also, I don't know, man. It's hard to do podcasts. It's hard to do the, film them. It's just hard to record. I just don't, you know, it's one of those things where it's so weird. Like, if people know me, I love promoting myself. I love believing in me, but I like to be publicly private. That makes sense. Like, I don't mind, you know, kind of, you know, filming stuff and, you know, showing off me, but at the same time, also kind of like being to myself. I like kind of doing my own thing, kind of, you know, being behind the scenes. But it's tough nowadays because with social media, you got to promote yourself. You got to promote your comedy. You got to promote your music. You got to promote this. You got to film that. You got to do reels. You got to do TikToks, which I'm not on. You got to do YouTube shorts. You got to film. You got to put this everywhere. I got to, you know, place this on, you know, Spotify and wherever. And then, you know, it's just, it's so much, man. I just feel like, I'm just lazy, I think, is what the thing that I come down to. I'm just lazy. Dude, I wish I wasn't, but I am. And I don't know, dude. I think that's probably why I won't be or haven't been, you know, successful yet. It's just because I just don't want to put all the work in. Honestly, I mean, I'll be on people's podcasts and I'll answer questions and stuff, but I just, dude, I think it's just too, I don't like putting in the work. Probably why I'm in the situation I'm in right now, but just when it comes to doing, I don't know. I mean, I don't mind doing that stuff, but I think if I know it's just for me, if it's just me, like, I'm not a big fan of it. But if maybe, you know, someone else might see it, possibly that would be cool. But I don't know. Just kind of some more thoughts I've been thinking of lately, and yeah, I don't know, guys. I guess we'll post this here in a moment. Follow me on Instagram at ScottyBeFunny. YouTube also at ScottyBeFunny. And listen to this podcast. Pretty soon my new song's coming out. Lo-fi key remix coming out on all the stream and music stuff. I think pretty save it on Apple and Spotify and Weezer and Deezer and Geezer and Easer and Pleaser. All the streaming services, man. And we'll keep this episode short and sweet, dude. And then again, I want to shout out the sponsors who've been with me since day one. Lasso Gear, guys. If you want to look fit and want to feel legit, dude, give Lasso a go to lassogear.com and use promo code ScottyBeFunny for a sweet discount. And then again, special thanks to Raise Energy. They've been giving me a boost for a long time since the pandy. Keep me handy and dandy, like brandy or sweet candy. So, guys, give Raise a go to their raiseenergy.com. Use my promo code. It's got to be funny. Get a sweet discount. So, thank you for listening. We're going to keep it short and sweet this episode. just so something's up. And appreciate you guys. Keep listening. Keep supporting. Share the podcast if you like it. And yeah, that's it, dude. See you guys later. What's up, guys? So, got the current events going on. Everything's been a little bit crazy. Of course, like we just covered in the last segment. What I'd like to do right now, though, is something that I've just kind of like to do. Now, I haven't done it quite yet, but I want to do it on this podcast. Is I kind of want to do like fake commercials. So these are like fake commercials for either actual companies or like maybe like made up companies that eventually could be real companies. Because it seems like every time like you, like if you watch TV or if you watch like Hulu with ads like I do, you always see like those medicine commercials. And I know the comedic bit is everybody covers like, oh, all the benefits, but all the none of the side effects. So what I would like to do is do like a couple of those, but the reverse, where like it names all the bad side effects, and then like what it cures. So I'm just gonna do a couple of fake ads. These aren't real, by the way. And if they're funny though, maybe these companies will want me to be an official sponsor. So we're gonna try our best. We're gonna do a few of these, kind of off the cuff here. So here we go. First one, guys, is for. It's an energy drink I really like. I think you guys will like it too. It's called Ghost Energy. Because, you know, when you're feeling a little bit low energy, you don't feel right, what you need is you need that extra spirit. You need, you know, like the summon, you know, something from the far beyond, you know, from the ooh. So Ghost Energy gives you that boost. Ghost Energy, go ahead and, you know, give them a drink. They're great. A lot of good nutritional stuff in there. I think it's got caffeine. It's got meth in it. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't have that. It's actually, it just has the neurological stuff that people are putting in energy drinks now. So it's supposed to give you good focus. Good energy. I tried one last week. It was the Sour Patch Kid one. It's great. So Ghost Energy, it will give you that boost. This podcast has been sponsored by them. Also, this episode of the Scotty B. Funny Podcast is sponsored by Dr. Bill's Boner Bonanza Pills. Yeah, have you ever, you know, guys, you know, sometimes, you just don't, you're not in the mood, you know, your lady, you know, she's feeling it, man, she's into that box of wine, you know, she just heard, you know, the Taylor Swift brand new album, Folklore, and you know, she's in her feelings, and you know, she wants, you know, she's in the mood, she wants a little, of you, but, you know, you're not feeling it. That's where Dr. Bill's, Boner Blue Pills come in. They will give you the boost, along with Ghost Energy Drinks to, you know, take care of your lady. So go ahead and grab some of Dr. Bill's Bone Blue Pills. Now, I will tell you guys this. Side effects are incredible sex till you're dizzy, sex till you go blind, lasting erections more than 4 hours. Without any troubles. You don't need to go see a doctor after. You should. Now, if your boner is longer than, or your erection, as they would say, is longer than 8 hours, you have to actually tell your wife to call a friend, and then, you know, you keep going. Guy or girl, doesn't matter. And then you know, because, you know, this thing goes for 12 hours. I mean, it's a full day for you. You know, your girlfriend, your significant other will definitely will be impressed. Just take a couple of these. Now, you do want to take them the day before. There's a 12-hour kind of kick in. So, make sure that you take it 12 hours at the latest before your promised escapade. Now, you're asking yourself, Scotty, if I'm taking Dr. Bill's blue boner pills, you know, and spur of the moment, will it work? And the question is yes. It it's just, you know, it basically heightens your natural, you know, reaction. You know, when you're aroused, it kind of does that naturally for you. Yeah, it just makes you a little bit stronger down there. There has been a couple of women have orgasmed too much to where they've actually fainted and they have gone blind. That's the side effect from women that are with guys that use this pill. So that's the only really drawback from that one. So again, that's Dr. Bill's Blue Boner Pills. Find those at any, you know, CVS, Planned Parenthood, you know, really Walgreens, you know, any, you know, kind of CD, you know, corner of your local streets, that we use where you can find those. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by, you know, Shady Personal Trainer at your gym. You know, because, you know, when you're out there and, you know, you're working out, right? You know, you're just kind of, you know, getting those reps in, you're, you know, lifting. And the guy looks like he's way into, like, physical fitness. He, you know, approaches you. He's like, you know, hey, you know, you're lifting it at a 45-degree angle. If you actually do it at a 46-degree angle, you'll actually get a little bit stronger muscles. And then you're like, okay, thanks, man. And then, you know, you kind of finish up your workout. And then he kind of tails you. He's like, oh, hey, man. I'm just here mysteriously at this at gym A here. Because I actually run my own gym at gym B. It's a lot better. It's like three times the price, but you get me working with you 24/7. I'll provide you your own meal kit, meal prep, where it's only going to be bland chicken, steamed vegetables, and you can only drink water with like a sprinkle of pure organic sugar. It has to be Himalayan white organic grown sugar. Or else it's too much calories and you'll be fat for life. And so it's sponsored by that guy. Also, the Scotty Be Funny podcast is sponsored by the next generation of seltzers. You know, because everything is seltzer. It's sparkling water. You got, you know, beer, that's seltzer. You've got, obviously, water, flavored seltzer water. You've got soda, which is just really soda with soda water. So you have energy drinks that are now seltzer water. This takes it to the next level. This is it's only legal where marijuana is legal, but it's a CBD marijuana infused sparkling water, and it's called Jamaican Me Crazy Sparkling Water. It's actually imported from Jamaica. It's actually, guys, it's been blessed by a very, very sacred strand that Bob Marley used to smoke when he was with the Wailers. His family, his kids have passed it down from generation to generation. And so the recipe actually made it here to the United States from a cousin of theirs. And so he actually infused this water with that secret family recipe of the Marley. So this is a Jamaican Me Crazy CBD infused marijuana seltzer. Very great. You can find it at any Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Fry's, really any grocer that, you know, sells, you know, seltzer. So go check that out. It's really good. It's only in the states that are legal. So Oregon, California, Washington right now, but possibly in Arizona coming up here in a few weeks. And eventually they will make a medicinal version that will be available for all the states that have medicinal. So, Jamaican Me Crazy Infused CBD Marijuana Water. Great. Go check that out. And, yeah, so those are just guys, some fun kind of ads I'm doing. Those aren't, obviously, some of those aren't real. The only one that was actually real in that one, there is a company called Ghost Energy that it really is good water, energy drinks. You want to drink that? I drink it when I drink energy drinks. If not, I go to my local Circle K, my little gas station here in Arizona. I don't know if they're throughout the country, but Circle K has great drinks. Go grab you a Polar Pop if you're ever in Arizona. It's amazing. Circle K, go check them out. And so, guys, those are my little funny ad rolls. And if they ever do become stuff, I do want to cut. So if anybody does make those products with those names, I am claiming those names. Just give me a cut. A small percentage. We'll talk it. And so those are my funny ad rolls. Thank you guys for listening to this part of the Scotty Funny Podcast.